BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Hello there.
You've got your work cut out.
Oh, hi, Ruth. Yeah, I know. That bin's not been emptied for ages, so I've resorted to coming out and picking up the litter myself. Tell you what, it's a lot easier with my new grabber. We ordered some for the fete last week. They've come in very handy.
I can see.
Oh, kids love them and all. I had Helen and Jack pop by earlier, and Jack was really keen to have a go.
The Joy Hovel one-woman community litter campaign. I wonder why they don't empty these bins more often.
Oh, they've had to streamline services, apparently.
You've been onto them?
Oh, aye. They had a drop-in surgery at the library in Borchester, so I went and asked about it. A very nice woman told me they've completely overstretched. It's a county-wide problem, she said. Funding cuts, you know.
I can believe it. But even so, you've got to wonder what kind of person finds a full bin and thinks, oh, well, I'll just drop this on the floor, then.
No, don't. It was the same at the fete. Bins overflowing, so people just dumped stuff instead of taking it home with them. Oh, people just don't think sometimes.
Well, they should. It gets you down, doesn't it?
Oh, you're dead right. Especially after what happened to your Hereford.
High heels.
Oh, what an ordeal for her. And you.
It was so distressing.
Ben was telling me. How's she doing?
Well, she's fine now, thanks. But she easily might not have been.
Oh, it doesn't bear thinking about. You know, Kirsty found a little fox cub dead with cardboard wrapped round its neck.
That's awful. Well, it's not just animals. It's hazardous to everyone.
I know. Earlier, Jack was telling me about this school trip he went on last term. He was pretty put out that they had to put all the rubbish in the normal bin because there was no way to recycle it.
Isn't it great that he's such a keen environmentalist?
Oh, if only more people felt as strongly.
Oh, we should speak to the parish council, see if they've got any ideas.
I did think of that. Susan told me it was raised at one of their meetings. But between you and me, I think it might take them a while to get round to actually doing anything.
But we don't have to wait for the official channels, do we?
No, I suppose not. What did you have in mind?
Well, you've already started a one-woman campaign. Do you fancy making it a two-woman one?
Yes, Ruth, I do.
And then these are the bedrooms. They're not massive, but they look all right, don't they?
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, I hope I get one on this side of the block. Look, you can see the river from this one.
Cool.
I know. Oh, did I tell you at a second year we do a whole module from the beach?
Oh, sounds like hard work.
Actually, it will be hard work.
I know, I'm only joking. It'll be fun too, though, having your lectures on the beach.
Yeah.
What?
No, it will be. I'm really excited and that. It's just, it feels a bit real now. I'm going on Saturday. It's only 5 sleeps to go.
Your dad's driving you, yeah?
Yeah. He's getting dead stressed about whether we'll fit all my stuff in the car. You know, I managed to get almost everything I need second hand.
Really?
Yeah. Clary and Eddie gave me a load of plates and cutlery. Linda gave me a mini fridge that she don't need no more. And Will made me a mug.
Will made you a mug?
I know. It is really sweet of him. And he's taken me and George and Poppy all out for pizza on Friday night. Oh, hey, it's a good job your Uncle Clive's cleared off. Or he might have gate-crashed it. Poppy said he's been hanging around Will's loads doing his yoga in the garden. It was weird how he came and then just disappeared.
Well, that's Clive Horriman for you.
Yeah. So, how are you feeling about next week? You looking forward to starting at Felpersham?
Yeah, I guess.
You guess?
No, I am. The course looks great. It's just, you know, we won't be having lectures on the beach, that's for sure.
You're going to miss me.
Yeah. Of course I'll miss you, dear. It's going to be weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm going to miss you too.
Are you?
Of course. We should do something nice before I go.
Okay.
I know. We should do something really Ambridge-y.
What? Like a pheasant shoot?
Very funny.
Sorry.
Like, I don't know, Lakey Hill.
Oh, wow. You do mean Ambridge.
Yeah, I do. I've never been for a proper walk up Lakey Hill.
But how have you managed that?
Dunno, I just haven't. I mean, I've been to it, but I've never been for a proper all the way up picnic at the top, all the way down walk. Feels like something I should do.
A picnic up Lakey Hill it is then. Wednesday.
It's a date. Brad.
What?
Do you fancy an ice lolly?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
What about love, Ambridge?
I think we need something a bit more in your face. Like, don't rubbish Ambridge.
Oh, that's more like it. Let's shame people.
Oh, I bet a lot of people around here would be interested in joining us, you know. Linda and Robert.
Yeah, and Kirsty. And Alistair. I mean, he's a vet. He has to deal with the fallout of a lot of this.
I'm sure David will be up for it.
The more the merrier. Hey, you don't fancy coming over to mine tonight for an ideas meeting?
Sounds good.
Great. Bring David. And I'll send some messages to see who else is free. Oh, look. Speaking of young environmentalists. Hello, you two.
Oh, hi.
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 How are you both?
Oh, hot. In need of an ice lolly.
Well, you've come to the right place. There's some new watermelon ones I can personally recommend.
Oh.
I mean, you've got to sample the produce, haven't you?
Of course you have.
You're both off to uni soon, aren't you?
Yeah, Felpersham for me.
I'm off to Newcastle.
Oh, Mia, you're going to love Newcastle, isn't she, Ruth?
You bet.
It's a great place to be young. Oh, the nights I danced away at Julie's.
Was that your friend?
No, it was a nightclub on the quayside. Oh, it was a magical place. Did you ever go there, Ruth? You were a bit further out, weren't you?
Prudder.
Oh, the times I've been to the castle there.
No, but even so, I did make it to Julie's once or twice. It was a big deal, wasn't it? Everyone who was anyone went to Julie's.
Aye, they did. It's not there anymore, sadly.
Well, I'm not really into nightclubs anyway.
Well, there's lots more to do. And the seaside's on your doorstep. You've got Tynemouth.
Oh, it's beautiful there. And Whitley Bay's not far. And I'm sure you're going to have a great time at Felpersham and all, Brad. Maths you're doing, aren't you?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But I wonder if you could do us a favour before you disappear off on your adventures.
You see, we're starting a campaign group to deal with litter in Ambridge.
Cool.
We're having our first meeting tonight round mine, if you're free.
I don't know, it sounds great. But if we're not going to be around...
All the more important that you two undergraduates give us your brilliant ideas before you go. And I've got a box of luxury biscuits need eaten.
So, Robert and David want tea, Brad and Mia coffee, black for Mia, and Jack will have a juice if you've got it.
Right, two teas, two coffees and one juice. Mm. Oh, I think I've got some elderflower cordial somewhere. I know Jack likes that.
Shall I do the teas?
Oh, thanks, Ruth. So how do you think it's going?
Pretty well, I'd say.
It is, isn't it? Everyone's so passionate and motivated. We've got loads of ideas already.
I was thinking after the break we could try and work out a plan of action.
Oh, brilliant. Who was taking notes? Was it Mia?
Need any help?
Oh, thanks, Pet. When I'm done, you can take these drinks through. Hey, have you got that list of the ideas? Would you mind reading it out?
Yeah, of course. So, we've got a suggestion box in the shop and the tea room. Robert's going to ask Linda to put something on the village website. We've got a regular litter pick, design competition at local schools for new colourful fun bins.
That was a great suggestion by Jack, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
A few more bin suggestions, talking bins, sponsored bins, naming and shaming little out bins. What's this one? Helen's suggestion. Encouraging retailers to minimise packaging and keep premises clean. And Jack wanted to get his school involved with posters and campaign stuff too.
Loads to be going on with. Right, the drinks are ready. Shall we go through?
Oh, here, let me get those.
Oh, thanks, Pet. Oh, mustn't forget the biscuits as well. So, I think we need to decide what we're doing and see who wants to take the lead on things. It's a shame Linda couldn't make it. I was hoping she might volunteer to coordinate.
Well, maybe Robert will be up for it.
Aye, fingers crossed.
Thanks for coming, both of you. I love that thing you said, Mia. Small changes make a big difference. That's exactly it.
Sorry we won't be around for the litter pick.
Yeah, it's just we're starting uni and that.
Oh, don't apologise. I get it. You've got loads going on, the pair of you. We'll miss you round here, though.
I'll still be here.
Of course you will.
It's cute that Jack wants to lead the campaign.
He was very determined, wasn't he?
I know, bless him. The problem is, I think it put everyone else off suggesting themselves. I'd hoped maybe Robert, but he was very quick to congratulate Jack, so I didn't feel I could say anything.
Are you really going to let Jack be in charge? I mean, he's only eight.
I think it's brilliant. He may need some help, and if no one else comes forward, I'm happy to do some coordinating with him. As long as it gets done, that's the main thing, eh?
Yeah. Anyway, we better...
Oh, yes, go, go, go. Have a lovely evening, won't you?
Yeah, you too.
Thanks, Joy.
Have me and Brad gone?
Ah, bless them. Aren't they adorable?
I know. You can feel it coming off them, can't you? The panic under the surface with everything about to change. I remember that feeling. Half of you desperate to get out there into the world and the other half desperate for everything to stay the same.
Oh, it must be hard for them. They're joined at the hip, aren't they?
They are. They're so young, though.
I never went to uni. Did you?
Agricultural College, Shropshire. Seems like a lifetime ago. You just want to say to them, things might not turn out how you think you want them to, but everything's going to be absolutely fine.
Oh, but they just have to find out for themselves, don't they?
They do. Now, before I forget, I need to talk grabbers and high-vis jackets.
I'm definitely going to get roped into this litter pick, aren't I?
Not if you don't want to. Joy knows you'll be busy with uni stuff.
I know. But what if they have it in the evening? Or on a weekend? And Joy will tell me the date, just in case I'm free, and I probably will be free. And if I am, then I won't be able to say I'm not.
You might not be free. There might be things going on campus.
Oh, yeah, maybe. You'll be having a great time clubbing while I'll be picking litter in Ambridge.
Oh, I want to pick litter in Ambridge.
Yeah, right.
Well, I do.
Well, lucky for you, I bet they have litter in Newcastle as well.
It won't be the same as picking litter with you, though, Brad.
You know, I think that is the most romantic thing you've ever said to me.